Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with me, Pastor Otibuat in Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I have some beautiful things to share with you today. I believe you are going to love them. I'm sharing some things from the words of the Master, from the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. I always say I love Jesus so much. Nobody ever spoke like him. He spoke words of power, words of influence, words that men of his day had difficulty to understand. For instance, in John chapter 8 verse 12, he says that, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He called himself the light of the world. Oh, hallelujah. That's remarkable. I'm the light of the world. Then in John chapter 9 verse 5, he said that as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. So Jesus was emphatic. He made us know that he is, or he was, the light of the world. You know, the Bible calls him the Son of Righteousness. He was the one who gave light to the world, who brought development into the world, and aided the world to get to know who God really was. Hallelujah. Now, that is not only said about Jesus. It's remarkable how the Bible says certain things concerning himself, and the Bible says the same thing concerning us. You see, when you turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, he says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" He calls us light right there. You see, the day you became born again, you became light as well, just as Jesus. Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world," so we can also boldly say that we are the light of the world. He says, "We are light." Then he says, "Those in the world are darkness." That is amazing. That is remarkable. So I can also say, just as Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world." By me, the world receives development. By me, the world sees light and the world gets to know God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm the light of the world. I bring illumination wherever I go. I'm the light of the world. Now, Jesus himself even said it concerning us. Look at it in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. He said, "Ye are the light of the world." Jesus said that we are the light of the world. "Ye are the light of the world." Jesus said, "As long as I'm in this world, I'm the light of the world." In John chapter 9, if you remember, verse 5. Now, Jesus is no more in the world. So we are now in the world, and we are now the light of the world. In other words, by us, the world gets to know God. Because the world got to know who God was as Father through Jesus. Now the world can know who God is through us. If someone is looking for God, the person should contact you this morning, because you are the address of God. You are the one who is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, "I'm the light of the world." Today I'm talking about us being light beings. We are light beings. See, I'm a light being. Oh, I'm a light being. Hallelujah. Look at it again. Matthew 5, 14. It says, "Ye are the light of the world." Then he says, "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." That's remarkable. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Then verse 15 says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Then he says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Oh, hallelujah. So I'm going to let my light shine today, so that they may see my good works and glorify my Father which is in heaven. How do they get to know the Father? Through me. Through my shining, therefore I shine. The Bible says, "I rise and shine." We are the light of the world, therefore we arise and we shine. Hallelujah. He says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel." God has lighted us. Men do not light a candle and put it under a bushel. The word bushel means basket. You see, they don't put it under a basket, they put it on a table. So because God has made us the light of this world, we are not under a table, or we are not under a basket, under a table. We are on top of the table. We are set on a hill. He says, "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." You cannot hide. You must show who God has made you. You are the light of the world. Now, go to John chapter 5. Jesus says something remarkable about John the Baptist in John chapter 5 that I want you to see. And I'm reading verse 35. Oh, hallelujah. Look at it. Jesus was talking about John the Baptist, and he said, "He was a burning and a shining light." Meaning that John the Baptist was also a light. John the Baptist showed who God was. You see? He says he was a burning and shining light. It was not just a light, it was a burning and shining light. Say to yourself that I'm a burning and shining light today. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Other people must rejoice in your light. When they see your good works and see who you are, they'll give glory to God. Let others rejoice in your light today, because you are burning and shining. I see you burning and shining today. I'm the light of the world, and I see you burning. Say, "I'm burning and I'm shining today on every side of my life." Go out there and shine. Show forth Christ, because you are his representative in this world. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, stay blessed. I love you so much. Bye-bye.